When we were married 22 years ago, all of the furniture we had in our newlywed apartment that was up above a garage were things that people donated to us or that we found on the side of the road. We wrangled them into our vehicles up the stairs and put them happily into our apartment. As many of you, we had no money when we got married. It was very kind of my parents to let us use a mattress and box spring that they had in their attic and were no longer using. We planned to get our own new mattress, of course, but do you know how many years we slept on that mattress before we bought a new one? 15. When our backs were finally hurting enough, 15 years later, we were saving for the big Tempur-Pedic pillow top mattress. Memory foam, top of the line, we were going to save up for it. As we started saving, I happened to go to Aldi's. I love Aldi's. I hope you live in a place that has an Aldi's. Aldi's is that grocery store where things are cheaper and you bag or box your own groceries. Well, Aldi's has, you know, specials of the week that are not groceries. And as I was checking out at the cash register, I look over and see, literally, they had been selling memory foam mattresses, all rolled up in a box. You undo the plastic and it kind of grows, if you know what I mean. And we had saved up about $500, but the Tempur-Pedic mattress set was going to be $2,000. And on a whim, I bought this 10-inch memory foam mattress and a 3-inch pillow top topper from Aldi's clearance, okay? Yes. Of course, this was going to be a temporary fix until we got the Tempur-Pedic, but our backs were actually hurting from the old mattresses we were on. May I tell you, 7 years later, almost 8 years later, those mattresses are the highlight of our lives. I don't want to be too dramatic when I say that, but we love our mattresses from Aldi's. Who would have known? We feel like we are being hugged. We almost weekly tell each other that we have the best mattresses in the world. We love going to sleep at night. Our bed is the best. Anytime we travel anywhere, we always can't wait to get home to sleep on our own Aldi's mattresses. Why am I telling you this silly story? Because sometimes God's grace comes and God's help and God's answers to prayer come in ways we're not expecting. So I just want to challenge you and to encourage you that if you're praying and praying and praying and praying for a specific thing in your life, a big thing, I don't mean mattresses, I mean a big thing in your life, and you are just praying with all your might for God to answer this prayer request. This might be a relationship prayer request. This might be, oh, just something huge, health, your child, something big. Don't be so focused on what that answer to prayer needs to look like for it to be your answer to prayer. Allow yourself to step back and be objective about the fact that God's pouring His grace into your life and answering your prayer in a way that doesn't seem like what you're expecting. I have had that happen to me so many times in my life, and we don't want to miss God's goodness in our life. We don't want to miss all the things He's working in that specific area that you're praying about if it's not exactly packaged the way you want it. The exact day, time, the exact way it's supposed to happen. Allow God to do more than you could ask or think. Ephesians 3:20 has become the verse of my life over the last several years, and there is no verse that God has used to answer more prayers in my life than that verse. Even today, I'm facing something big, and I am asking God, please 320 this. Maybe you could also start asking God, please 320 this. Do something abundantly above all that I could ask or think in this area for this prayer request. Let's step back and see the amazing salvation of the Lord, the glory of God. Let's not try to fit him into the tiny box of what we need him to do or be for us. We don't want to miss out on all of the joy he wants to give us as we see him work his glory, give his grace, and answer our prayers. Have a great week, friends. Don't forget to walk in love, loving God through loving others.